In this episode of the Deming Institute podcast, Travis Timmons and Deming Institute Advisory Board member Kelly Allen share the Deming journey of fitness matters. Travis and Kelly discuss using the Shewhart Cycle, Plan, Do, Study, Act, helping competitors, and growing a small business. Hi, I'm Tripp Babbitt of the Deming Institute podcast. Our guests today are Travis Timmons from Fitness Matters and Kelly Allen from Kelly Allen and Associates. Welcome, gentlemen.
Hey, good day. How are you doing?
Thank you.
Very good. Travis, can you tell me a little bit about Fitness Matters? What do you do? What's the makeup? How long you guys been around?
Sure. We're in our 16th year, and our areas of focus are health and wellness for the individual. And we accomplish that via services that include personal training, Pilates, muscle activation technique, and physical therapy. And we offer both orthopedic and women's health physical therapy.
Okay. Is this one location or multiple locations?
We have one central location, and then some of our services are off-site at corporate locations or in the home, but one centralized location.
Okay, and that's in Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah, we're on the north side of Columbus, Ohio, correct.
And Kelly, tell us a little bit about your role with Fitness Matters.
Well, I've been working with Travis. I should say there are several of us from the company who've been engaged with Travis and Fitness Matters through the years. We were introduced through a mutual acquaintance and who thought that we would be a good fit, and Fitness Matters would fit our model of having clients who care about more than just money. And so we started working together to figure out how to help Fitness Matters grow and continually improve.
Very good. And Travis, when did you first come across the Deming philosophy?
The first introduction to the Deming philosophy was in meeting Kelly. So the first time we met was actually met over a lunch. That was my first general introduction. And then in follow-on meetings with Kelly and his associates, I became more familiar with the concept, and then became, I guess, fully aware and had a better understanding once going to the Deming 2.5-day conference for the first time down at Aileron.
Oh, okay. As you went to the 2.5-day, were you kind of fully prepared for what you were going to endure during those 2.5 days? Or when you got there, you were a little bit familiar or not familiar at all with the Deming philosophy?
I was fairly familiar. Kelly and I and a few of his associates had been meeting and working back and forth on some ideas and topics. And, you know, I had become familiar with terms such as PDSA and working with Kelly prior to that. But the 2.5-day allowed me to really kind of grasp the full theory and dive in deeper in all aspects of the Deming philosophy.
Is there anything that kind of stood out as you began your journey that, oh, this is different or this is kind of the same? What kind of stood out to you, maybe in your early conversations or even at the seminar itself?
Sure. I guess a few things I would say that jumped out is, number one, it became very evident that it was obviously systems approach. And at the time of meeting Kelly, I really did not have any semblance of systems or process thinking in place, certainly not to the level we do today at all. So that framework, if you will, around how to think differently and have systems in place to make decisions, make predictions, was pretty powerful. And then the other thing is one of the most powerful things for me was that it really talks about and makes you really look at how do you care for people. And that's extremely important to me as a business owner for our team, is I really want our team members and our clients as part of the system to be felt cared for. And it looked at, you know, one of the examples it gives, if you're having an issue within the business, most of the time it's because there's a system issue, not a people issue. And that really resonated with me.
Okay. And so how have things changed since you started going on this adventure, what might an employee see differently today, for instance, than before you ran into the Deming philosophy?
So I think it kind of transitioned from chaos to process. So rather than just coming up with ideas at a whim and trying them and see what happens and not really having an idea as to why it was successful or why it failed. So I guess chaos to process would be the one thing that they probably would talk about the most. Because I think prior to the introduction to Kelly, we were good about caring for people. But some of the processes and systems we had in place as far as marketing and service offerings and things of that nature were just non-existent.
Okay. And what about you personally? How has this affected you?
It's made things less stressful, I guess would be the best way to put it.
Okay.
I have a process in place, a system about thinking about things, how we want to study, what we need to do next. We can do things on a small trial basis. You know, it used to be stressful to look at, okay, we need to start this marketing initiative or add this new service line. It was overwhelming at times because it felt like you had to make these huge changes and take big risks. And learning things such as the PDSA process just gave us a tool, a platform to try things on a small basis, study them, learn from our findings, and then go bigger with it or kill the idea. And take away from that is, life became a lot less stressful.
Okay. And customers would they really even notice a difference from before? And if so, how might they see things differently?
I think they, clients that have been around before and after would definitely see a much more professional organization. That was one of our key initiatives when we first started working with Kelly, is we wanted to take things to the next level and be really professional in how we operate and interact with each other and with clients. So I would say they would absolutely notice an increase in professionalism through the systems and processes we put in place. During this whole process of growth and the journey, one of the big things we did is made the decision to move into a new space. And use the Deming process of, studying who our client is, how we want to make decisions, what do we want the experience to be, kind of hit a home run with where we're at now as far as that being one piece of the process into a new facility.
Okay. So we're in essence talking about system of profound knowledge. So systems thinking, theory of variation, theory of knowledge, and psychology. You've talked a little bit about PDSA and a systems view of things. Why don't both of you just share a little bit about applying SOPK in a business like Fitness Matters, and not just from an impact perspective, but kind of how the philosophy is now kind of intertwined into this business.
I guess from our standpoint, when we look at making decisions, the psychology behind things, the theory of what we assume will happen and how we can study it on a small basis has been kind of game changing. And it's something we've been able to easily roll out to the team so that then team members can bring ideas to the table and start studying them and trying them on small basis and feel comfortable trying new things to allow for improved experiences for team members and for the client. Do you have anything to add to that, Kelly?
No, I think the psychology perspective is, of course, a really important one, and one that Travis and his team use a lot. Because even though a lot of what they do is physical, the psychological component of it is key. I think there are a couple other things as well. So one thing that Travis did was he had a couple of his people also attend a 2.5-day seminar, and he attended it a second time with them, and that gave them the opportunity to really have the same framework and the same thinking about the Deming management method, the system of profound knowledge. The other thing I think that Fitness Matters looks at quite a bit is just the variation in staff, but also in customers and in the marketplace, and how they respond to that. Obviously, lots of PDSAs get to the theory of knowledge. They're also strong on operational definitions, So they get clarity about, you know, what is a good outcome? What does a good outcome mean for a client? Very, very important to them. And then you've heard him talk about, you know, really seeing the organization as a system and working on that. There's got to be a win for clients. There's got to be a win for staff. There's got to be a win for the company as a whole. And I think all those things together have put Fitness Matters into a mindset that this is how they're going to go into the future. And it's because Travis has been working on this now for a couple of years, it's already showing good results. And I think, Travis, if you would agree, the momentum of this way of thinking has the results, the momentum that has resulted from using Deming as a way of thinking has taken off. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. It's Kelly mentioned had two senior team members go to the last 2.5 day, and then we've recently had a full company team offsite, which we've done in years past as we've been working on the journey. And this most recent one we did earlier this year, almost to a team member, everybody either that day or in the following week came up and said, this just feels good. Working on things together, we use the term, we're all in this together. So we have different service offerings, but at the end of the day, we're all in this together for the good of client outcomes. And working together as a team, understanding how all aspects of the system feed into each other's success has been just totally eye-opening. And the other two team members that went to that just helped share the message more and more back here at the facility. So that when we look at a breakdown, we use the term, we've been kind of using the term the last several months, celebrate breakdowns. So that when we see an issue within the organization, people feel comfortable bringing it up and talking about it as a breakdown within the system rather than pointing fingers at somebody dropping the ball. And that just feels so good and so safe, I guess would be a term, for people to bring up issues so that we can all get better rather than finger pointing or being afraid to bring issues for fear of being berated or whatever the term is. But it's just fun coming into work, and I continue to have that feeling myself and getting that feedback from team members. And the growth we're starting to see because of it is just, it's kind of hard to explain, but it's like all of a sudden kind of the overnight success that was years in the making. But other professionals outside of our organization that refer to businesses like us are starting to take notice of the difference, the total approach to caring and ease of operation and ease of entry, ease of how business is done. It just all is feeding into kind of the unmeasurables, I think, is one of the things Kelly talks about. Is there's some things you do in positive ways that are just tough to measure the positive vibe, so to speak. Kelly could probably speak more to that, but we're just seeing a lot of small wins just from doing the right thing that are turning into just unmeasurable victories for us.
So it sounds like you're doing a couple things. One is I hear joy in work, and I also hear that you've been successful in driving out fear where people feel safe to bring things up within the organization. Is that an accurate statement?
Yeah, the driving out fear. So the celebrate breakdowns, it's you know, the meetings we have now on a weekly basis. A few years ago, you know, I'd ask if there was any issues or things that could be improved upon, and it was kind of radio silence, knowing full well that we had things that weren't working the way they needed to. Mm-hmm. To where you fast forward to where we're at today, and you know, we didn't have time at the last meeting to get through. A lot of it was wins of things going well, but also, hey, we still need to tweak this part of the system or tweak that part of the system. And when it turns to looking at everything as a system that serves everyone and everyone is part of the system, then it really makes it comfortable to talk about it because they know we're all working on the work together. We all understand that we want to enjoy coming in here every day and we want clients to enjoy coming in here every day. So it's kind of a mind shift of, you know, why wouldn't we want to talk about these and improve upon it and work on it together? So sure. We came up with with the acronym FOCUS, and working on this Deming journey and where do we want things to go forward. And so for the FOCUS component, the F is for fun or joy in work, as you'd stated. O is for outcomes. So we want outstanding outcomes for our clients. C is for caring. So we want to have a caring environment for our team members and for the client. U is for unmatched. So we want an unmatched experience for the client and for our team members within the industry. And then the S is for sharing. So we're sharing in the work, and we'll share in the challenges and share in the victories and as well.
Very good. You brought something else up there, Travis, I'd like to talk a little bit about. And I probably don't have this conversation actually enough with folks that come on the podcast. And that is that you kind of mentioned there, this thing has been years in the work, but it's also been something that you're seeing people start to gravitate towards you. But like you said, it's something that's happened over time. What do they say anything? Do they say, hey, we're going to start referring people to you because of X? Is it something very specific, or is just this kind of overall aura of it just feels right? They seem to be have their act together and seem to do things well. How would you describe it?
I guess I would answer that as it's a combination of those two things. So the first one is in the line of work we're in, we have to have positive outcomes for our clients. So referral bases that send to us, we could be all happy and fun to interact with, but if we're not having tangible results for their clients, then, that's not being happy and fun to be around is not going to get it all the way there. So the systems we've put in place to utilize all the resources from team members we have here make it easier and more likely for clients to have positive outcomes. But then the fact that people feel part of the system and have an impact and say on the system really gets to that joy in work, and people pick up on that. So it's a combination of what we have in place to allow our system of services we offer to work efficiently and collaboratively together, lead to better client outcomes. And then because we all enjoy it and believe in it, there is, I guess, an aura, would be a good way to put it. People comment on that quite a bit.
Okay. Kelly, you are writing a blog for Forbes, and you've brought up Fitness Matters and the work that Travis Timmons has done. Can you tell a little bit about kind of the purpose of that and also a little bit about what you're writing about?
Sure. The Forbes blog is really about entrepreneurs, and Travis is one of those. But it's about entrepreneurs who are using the Deming Management Method, or on that journey to implement the Deming Management Method into their organizations, so that we can be telling good stories, useful stories to readers about the Deming Management Method, about the system of profound knowledge, and how entrepreneurial companies are using those approaches. So a couple things come to mind in regard to that. One is, you heard the list of services that Travis and his team members provide. So they compete in several industries. So the training industry is one, and in the medical world, the physical therapy, of course, they're also competing with hospitals. And so when they get referrals from physicians who are probably encouraged by their hospitals, who are probably encouraged to refer in-house, those referrals from physicians to Fitness Matters continue to increase because of the quality of care and because of the overall environment. So it's, as Travis said, it's a combination of things. On the one hand, and I'm going to be writing about this in Forbes a little bit more, Travis has there's a fair amount of complexity to be able to compete in multiple marketplaces. And through the years, he has determined through a variety of PDSAs where it makes the most sense to compete, and perhaps more importantly, how to think about competition differently. And Travis is probably too humble to talk about this, but just recently he as a part of developing a communications piece for referrals, there were two other physical therapy providers in addition to Fitness Matters, and Travis improved through work with those graphic designers, et cetera, the entire document so that everybody looked good. All three providers, not just Fitness Matters, looks good. So that's thinking about those competitors, as Demi said, are a part of your system. And you want to have good competitors. And so he, you know, that's kind of scary to do that, but he took it to heart. But they've already and almost immediately have seen positive response for doing that. The other thing I think with the Deming approach that's been useful for Travis is to determine where is complexity, and if we add in a service, if we add in a different way of doing things, is that complexity we want and complexity we need, or is it just going to make things worse? So part of applying that lens of the system of profound knowledge, looking at variation, is this going to cause more of it? Is this innovation going to cause more variation, or is it going to help us reduce variation? Or is there a way to integrate it without changing the amount of variation? And using that complexity then as a building block, complexity that you can manage, and I think Deming was really an expert at this, looking at how to be able to manage complexity as a benefit. And that is where the real deep ahas come from, and that's hard to copy. It's even hard to see. So I think a lot of things that Fitness Matters are doing to continue to grow, as many of others in the industry are struggling, has to do with this insight that Travis has about how you link these things together and look for the synergy and the win-win, and at the same time help the right competitors so you have a good competitor.
Okay. We've talked about PDSA quite a bit. Are there a couple of examples maybe that you could offer up about something, you know, maybe it was something you did years ago, but of how you kind of applied it? I don't need a dissertation, but just kind of a high level view of we did this and, it, you know, got this result and here's how we wound up changing things.
Sure. I'll go one from a few years back and then one we're in the middle of right now. So I'll give you kind of a bookend one.
Okay.
First one was how do we get in front of OB physicians for physical therapy. So PDSA was to do a letter. We had a lot of variations and theories of psychology of what needs to be on the letter and how do we get it to where they invite us in to do a presentation to them. So long story short is that worked extremely well. It got us invitations into several groups here in town to do presentations and thus turned into referral sources. PDSA beyond that then was to, well, maybe that'll work for other services we offer. So we thought we had it all figured out and sent the same type of letter to other types of physicians for orthopedic physical therapy and for training and got zero response. So, you know, it was learning and our theory of the one type of group we were wanting to get in front of and interact with knocked it out of the park through several variations of that letter. But then, you know, tried to apply the same theory to a different setting, and we had learning from that as well. So that was from a few years ago. One we're in the process of right now of PDSA, and it's actually something we worked on coming up with down at the last 2.5 day down at Aileron, is how do we better improve our system of transitioning and educating a client that's finishing up physical therapy? How do we educate and make it easy for them to explore and experience the wellness aspect of what we do via personal training or Pilates. So we've been studying that via the PDSA model, and we're currently in the process of that. But a lot of things put in place as to how we track what's going on. Are we really studying what we think we're studying so that we're sure we're looking at all aspects if we're going to make decisions that we really know what the data is we're studying and what it is we're trying to accomplish. So those have been the two most one from a couple years ago, and then one we're in the middle of right now.
Okay.
There's a third one, Trip, if you want. Mm-hmm. And I was going to ask Travis to talk about, as the company has grown, the process for scheduling started to turn into a bit of a nightmare because it hadn't grown with the company. So, Travis, you want to talk about sort of the before and after of looking at mapping that process and discovering the aha?
Sure. We've had, I guess, several of ahas along the way with scheduling. So we went from early on where we each scheduled our own clients and managed our own schedule to where we're at today, where we have an office manager that does most all of the scheduling for us. So we went from each of us managing our own to now somebody else basically owns our schedule. So you can imagine some of the challenges with that transition on a lot of different levels. I guess the most recent, Kelly was mentioning tampering and understanding variation. We had an opportunity to really bring that up within the team when we had some issues come up with scheduling as we were transitioning. What we were finding out is one team member would go to the office manager and say, well, you know, I want these rules to apply to me and, you know, schedule at this time of day and not that time of day. And they thought they were being helpful. But what happened is several team members each were individually going to the office manager, giving her specific rules that they thought were helpful. And as you can imagine, with the tampering piece, with all these rules to follow, there was just no way our office manager was going to be able to be successful. So I was getting these emails and phone calls of, you know, hey, the office manager's just not paying attention, they're making all these errors, and that's when I uncovered all the special rules that were in place. So it really gave us a great opportunity to celebrate the breakdown of an understanding around tampering and how do we really look at the entire scheduling process as a system and understand that the office manager needs to have input and be a part of that system, because there was so much tampering going on that it was just absolutely ensuring there was going to be more errors rather than improving it. So I think that was just so helpful. That moved us forward light years as far as working on the work together rather than in silos of we're all one system. And we need to make sure the entire system is optimized. And if we do see a breakdown, we need to talk about the breakdown as a team so we can come up with a solution for the system rather than for individual silos.
Okay. Really great stuff. Is there anything else that either of you would like to share about the Deming adventure at Fitness Matters?
I mean, it's been so much fun. Kelly mentioned, the term win-win. We've had so many examples of that over the several year journey with Kelly that it just, each win-win we have, it seems to build on the next one. And he gave the example of that document that we had helped create for a physician office, and the physician group actually emailed me when I sent it to them and said in capital letters, wow, I can't believe you improved your competitor's image. And that just, you know, goes miles with that organization as far as letting them know that we're really truly committed to being part of their system and them part of ours. With the win-win-win of clients having optimal outcomes, whether it be with us or one of the other competitors. You know, it's kind of hard to wrap your head around why would you want a strong competitor? And it took me a little bit to kind of really grasp what Deming philosophy was getting at with that. But man, it really does make a difference when you have someone out there that's strong competing with you. You know, it elevates everybody's game and it makes it a lot of fun. So I guess I can't probably put it into the right words how much working with Kelly and the Deming Institute has really transformed how we go about making decisions, how we go about operating as an organization, and just what it's meant on a personal level to our team members. As far as, you know, when you walk into work, we joke not every day is going to be Disney World here, but generally when you walk into work, you're enjoying walking in the door and knowing you're going to be making a difference in people's lives, and that really is, at the end of the day, I mean, what more could you ask for?
Well said. Kelly, anything you'd like to add to that?
Yes, thank you. Mm-hmm. My thought on that from my perspective and from that of my colleagues, associates, is that it's great to have a company like Fitness Matters and Travis and his team to see how they're going forward with improving over and over again the incredible value of Deming's approach. And we see ourselves as, you know, merely conduits. So the things that Travis has mentioned and folks who are steeped in Deming know that, you know, the things that we're sharing with Travis and his team come right out of Deming. You know, whether it's the win-win, make sure you have a good competitor, how do you collaborate as well as compete, how do you see the organization as a system, and how do you – all of those things, of course, we're just the pipeline from Deming to our client, and it's great to have a client that goes forward and uses them.
All right. Well, we thank you both for joining the Deming Institute podcast. Thanks for being our guest.
Thanks for your time.
Yeah, our pleasure.